In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
The dollar hits new highs and investors pull more cash out of U.S. bonds. We take a closer look at the market.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. The dollar is extending its powerful rally, a move that could pose risks to the economy. Also, more money flowing out of the bonds market, and that could be an early sign a bond sell-off may have legs. For some perspective, we're joined now by Ed Campbell of Prudential's QMA. Ed, what are your views on what's happening with the dollar?
Well, a strong dollar is a clear market narrative from a Trump victory. I think one of the things that we're clearly likely to see with Trump winning the White House and Republicans holding onto both houses is fiscal stimulus, and I think that's pretty much exactly what the doctor ordered in terms of the economy. For so long, monetary policy had been the only game in town, and although it's not completely impotent at this point, it is much diminished as a tool to stimulate growth. So I think with the government having been paralyzed for a long period of time and with fiscal stimulus coming down the pike, that in general means higher growth, higher interest rates, higher inflation on the margin in the United States relative to the rest of the world, and that does coincide with a stronger dollar.
You say you expect to see higher inflation and higher nominal GDP growth based so far on what President-elect Trump has said.
That's correct. I think if you were concerned about growth deteriorating and concerned about it being late cycle, the policies that we're likely to see coming down the pike over the next 12 months are likely to extend the cycle for a couple more years. And I think although President-elect Trump has been very critical of Janet Yellen on the campaign trail, I think he's going to find her to be an unexpected ally in that in her speech in Boston not too long ago, she talked about the merits of creating a high-pressure economy and letting the economy run hot in order for aggregate demand to help improve aggregate supply and pull more people back into the labor market. So although they're both coming at it from different directions, I think they're both looking to create an economy where inflation runs above the Fed's target for a period of time and wages accelerate, and that's something that's likely to be good for middle-class, working-class Americans.
So overall, you're predicting the current climate to be negative for bonds, but net positive to mixed for stocks.
You know, I do think growth is going to be higher on the margin, and, you know, that's going to be a negative for interest rates. I think in terms of faster growth, that's going to be positive on the revenue front and the profit front for stocks. But we do have a lot of uncertainty related with the new government's policies. So, you know, I think risk premiums in terms of the equity risk premium, that may rise a little bit. So although I do think you want to be bullish on stocks, valuations are reasonably high, and that caps some of the upside.
What sectors of the market are you watching?
Well, I would definitely be looking at financials. They are cheap, and they are certainly a beneficiary of rising interest rates. I think energy is another sector that we want to keep an eye on. Certainly, something that had gotten hit dramatically in over the past year and then some. And we do think there's going to be an upward bias in crude and natural gas, and that's likely to be a tailwind for the energy sector. And then I think we want to take a look at healthcare because that is certainly something that was hurt with the expectations that Hillary Clinton was likely to be our next president. And given that we've seen an upset here and that there's likely to be less control around drug prices, that's a positive for the sector, and a sector that has not done well recently, so there's room for it to rebound.
And what do you see happening with crude?
So crude has pulled back a bit here. I think part of that is due to the supply numbers staying elevated and the dollar being strong in the post-election environment. But we do think that if you look toward the end of 2017, that the market is rebalancing, that demand has been hanging in there, and supply should be coming down. So we think oil prices are going to drift toward the upper 50s over the course of next year.
Anything you're watching on the economic calendar next week? There's quite a bit going on despite the shortened holiday week.
I mean, we always want to pay attention to what's on the economic calendar, but I think markets are going to stay pretty focused on news coming out of Washington and, you know, what appointments we see and any public statements that come out of the new president-elect and the administration that he is building. You know, if we look at what's on tap for next week, you know, there's some housing data and durable goods orders, and, you know, we're going to be weighing all of those, but I do think the news out of Washington is going to dominate.
That's Ed Campbell of Prudential's QMA. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
Love tech? Dig gadgets? Then make Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal a part of your day. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.